old training run. I felt brave on the sled. Forgot the thing even had a brake. Yeah, that was not even in my head. Dogs were fresh, trail was slick. I'm standing tall in a parade. Chin up, chest out, pro junior musher. Then the launch was made. It hit me all at once like, oh, brakes aren't decor. Not a fashion piece for vibes, you might need it, that's what it's for. Dogs hear easy training run and instantly translate. Olympic tryouts today and the team won't negotiate. If you don't use the brake, the dogs will choose the speed. And they'll pick joyful rocket launch with very little heat. I thought I was the captain, cool, calm, and all that I said. Till my boots left the runners and I became one with the slip. Right there, the team didn't pick a pace, they picked a lifestyle in the air. I wasn't mushing anymore, I was being towed with cheer. Like the dogs had found a turbo button and slammed it in high gear. Then the trail taught lesson to knees of shocks, not formal wear. Tiny bounce turned into a vote from the slip. Polite but rude, we're not sure you belong up here, but thanks for the attitude. If you don't use the brake, the dogs will choose the speed. And they'll pick joyful rocket launch with very little heat. I tried to find the pedal, dignity already fled. Then both boots popped off the runners. Welcome to being one with the sled. I did not let go. Hands locked on that handlebar tight, like I'd welded myself to it, ready for flight. Before I could reset my stance or find the brake with grace, both boots left the runners, like this slit said, not your place. But I held on like a legend. Your mode and committed to the bit. My dad watched calm as winter, like he'd seen this movie before. Oh, I've seen this movie and said I look like Superman getting pulled right out the door. Body stretched out behind the slit, feet up,
flying proud.
Choose the speed.